conducting an investigation. While only one person may be required to prove any facts or set of facts, additional evidence in the form of corroboration may be desirable. Investigator must have a good understanding of the rules of evidence and relevant standards of proof. This is to ensure that the evidence obtained is the best available and, where applicable, will be admissible if any subsequent legal proceedings arise. The process that we will follow will help you guide you through the basics should your company not have a process in place. First, map out the investigation. Ask some open-ended questions to set the stage. What do you need to find out? Who might have important information? And how best to obtain it? 2. Assemble documents and other evidence. Collect relevant email messages, employee files, performance reviews, attendance records, the work history of the complainant and the accused, and any other documentation you feel will be helpful. Include copies of company policy. 3. Plan and conduct interviews. You will interview the complainant, the person or persons accused of discrimination, and any witnesses. Explain the investigation process. The fact that confidentiality will be respected, that reprisal or retaliation is prohibited, and that there will be an opportunity for questions or concern. Take careful notes. If you plan to tape the interviews, make absolutely certain that you have received written consent forms from all involved persons. Note that a union member has a right to bring a representative to the interview if requested. When you interview an accused person or witness, take care not to divulge any unnecessary information. 4. Review and evaluate the evidence. Examine the facts and assess plausibility and credibility. Do witness reports support the complaint? Try to draw a conclusion. Note, you may need a second opinion to validate their soundness. Determine whether misconduct occurred. The three most probable outcomes are that misconduct occurred, did not occur, or it cannot be determined whether misconduct occurred.